Bava Basra, Perekhes, Mishneh Gimel. Mishneh Gimel discusses the famous case in the Chumash of Benos Tzlavchad, the daughters of Tzlavchad. We know that the daughters of Tzlavchad, before the Jews were going to inherit the land of Canaan, the daughters of Tzlavchad came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said that their father had left no sons, and they wanted to inherit their father. And Hashem told the Moshe Rabbeinu that the Benos Tzlavchad were correct, and that when there are no sons, it goes to the daughters. Now, the Mishnah wants to just tell us an interesting fact about the daughters of Tzlavchad and exactly what they received. That it tells us that an interesting point, that Benos Tzlavchad notlu shlosha chalokim anachala, that the daughters of Tzlavchad actually received, they took three different portions inheritance in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael. They, not just the one from their father. And what were those three that they inherited? Chelak avihen. They got the portion of their father that they divided among themselves, Shehaya im Yotzi Mitzrayim, because he was one of those who exited Egypt. Even if he didn't make it into Egypt, the land was divided based on those who left Egypt. Now, v'chelko im Echav v'nichsei Chefer. Another portion they got was, they got a portion with the brothers of their father in the Nechasim, in the inheritance of Chefer, the father of Tzlavchad. He was Tzlavchad ben Chefer, and they were his daughters. So they inherited the portion, even though they were daughters, and even though they were sons, but their father had a legitimate portion among the sons. And they, therefore, were able to inherit the portion of their father that he had in his father's chelek, since his father, Chefer, was also one of those who left Egypt. Now, and finally, the Shehaya Bechor, due to the fact that their father, Chefer, their father, Tzlavchad, was a Bechor. He was the firstborn of Chefer. Notel Shnei Chalakim. Their father got two Chalakim among his brothers, because we know the Bechor gets Pishnayim. He gets a double portion. And therefore, they received that double portion. So they got their own, the regular portion of their father. They got the portion of their father was receiving from their grandfather, and they also got the portion they got from their grandfather was a double portion. There was a second portion to it. So we're really discussing two out of the three portions they got were from their grandfather. It was really this regular portion plus the second portion that a Bechor gets. And then, of course, the amount that they got from their father, since he also exited Egypt.